Ukraine security issue.
On August 19th, the 177th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russian invaders, Kharkiv suffered the most losses since the beginning of the full-scale invasion. The mourning was declared for the dead in the city. For 2 days in a row, the Russians violently bombarded unarmed civilians. As a result, there are 21 dead and about 50 wounded. The Kremlin does not spare money for the killing of Ukrainians. As a perfect example, the $3 million Iskander missile was used only in order to destroy the dormitory, in which, in particular, people with hearing impairments lived. Along with the dormitory, there were no military objects, so to say that the Russian military enters residential buildings by accident would be completely wrong. The invader is actively bombarding Kharkiv in order to force the Ukrainian forces to keep significant forces nearby and not to use them to counterattack in any other directions. This is what the UK Department of Defense thinks. The department also states that Kharkiv is constantly under fire, also because it remains close enough for most types of Russian artillery. After all, the city is located about 15 kilometers from the Russian front line. The enemy did not succeed in taking Kharkiv under their control, as the Ukrainian defenders firmly hold the defense. But the townspeople suffer almost daily from the bombing of the Russians. More than 1,000 civilians were killed and twice as many were injured by Russian soldiers in the Kharkiv region during the last 6 months of the full-scale invasion. Many settlements have already been destroyed by Russia, in particular in the Donbas region. Here, there are new victims and new destruction every single day. Mandatory evacuation is now underway in the Donetsk region. People are still being taken out to safer regions. However, despite the merciless shelling, the Russians fail to capture the entire Donbas, so they simply destroy everything around. This information was reported by the representative of the Donetsk Military Administration, Tetyana Ignatchenko. There are 5 dead and 10 wounded among civilians over the past day. This morning we already have an alarming situation there with about 3 rocket attacks today in Toretsk, Kramatorsk, Bakhmut. After a few rocket attacks, the enemy is now splashing on these cities with its artillery. We have become accustomed to the fact that the Russians aim exclusively at civilian targets. This is the story that unfortunately has already happened to a number of other destroyed cities. Mariupol, Mariinka, Krasnohorivka. The aim of the occupier is the absolute destruction of all infrastructure and civilians. The invader is actively shelling the south of Ukraine as well. The university in Mykolaiv and residential buildings in the Dnipropetrovsk region were again targeted. Nevertheless, the Ukrainian defenders are gradually succeeding in pushing the Russians back from the occupied south. With numerous losses of manpower and equipment, they leave. However, they immediately replenish all their reserves. But this is more like patching up holes due to accurate strikes by the Ukrainian army on enemy strongholds and command posts. So there are no significant changes in the number and location of Russians in the southern direction, says Natalia Humenyuk, head of the press center of the Defense Forces of the Joint Command South. When our defenders tried to move forward, they bumped into the Russian air assault units who decided to move out of their defense lines, but received a significant fire defeat and were forced to return. After the extreme confrontation, we have a replenishment of the exchange fund with new captives. The Russian officer corps abandons its people and leaves for Dnipro. Leaves ordinary soldiers in the trenches, and they have significant shortages of food and protective equipment and ammunition. So the enemy personnel is demoralized. At the same time, Russia is stepping up nuclear blackmail. The situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant remains critical. Ukrainian experts say that Rosatom employees specifically arrived at the station to correct the fire. They direct the target in such a way that the Russian army firing at the AEM does not hit the nodes that are critical for the safety of the station. Russia is creating increased tension around the nuclear power plant on purpose, to force Ukraine to sit down at the negotiating table and make territorial concessions. The Kremlin wants official Kyiv to actually give Russia all Ukrainian territories it has seized. The position of Ukraine is unchanged. The state does not intend to give its territories to the aggressor. Oleksiy Danilov, Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine, also reminded that any territorial compromises with Russia are a war postponed for the future. Russia is fighting not only in Ukraine, but also threatens its other neighbors. In the Kaliningrad region, on the border with Poland and Lithuania, the Russian army deployed MiG-31 with hypersonic Kinjal missiles. The Russian Ministry of Defense claims that they are deploying aviation within the limits of strategic deterrence.